The Orange Catholic Foundation is pleased to bring you the following Father Spitzer homily.
Well, yesterday we heard about those two kinds of resurrection narratives. There are these ones where Jesus appears in a changed form, and his disciples have to recognize him through their hearts. And when they do, of course, he reveals himself to them. And of course, there are the other ones where Jesus appears in glory and power and spirit. And of course, they're frightened and they don't recognize him. But he reveals himself to them through the wounds of crucifixion in his hands, in his feet, or in his side. And in this particular case, it's the women and people who are not part of the 12 who are the receivers of these more resurrection appearances of the heart, whereas in the case of the apostles, the 12, we see that they're the ones who receive the resurrection and glory and power, which are coming up, of course, in the next several readings in the upcoming week and next week. So what about this one? What is Jesus trying to do? What is he manifesting? And again, he's manifesting the way he works in our lives. He's manifesting, what's needed for us to kind of respond to him. Namely, we need to sort of recognize his appearance when he comes, and we need to recognize him specifically in our hearts. And that as we recognize him, he gradually reveals himself to us until finally we recognize fully who he is and what he's doing. And then, of course, he gives us a very deep recognition of him in our hearts. We know that one of the disciples here, Cleopas, who we don't know much about him, from the Gospels or from the Acts of the Apostles, beyond this one story, we know that these apostles, of course, are dejected. They have lost hope completely. And so Jesus appears to them in a town that's a little bit distant from Jerusalem. And when he appears to them, he just comes like a regular guy. His appearance has changed. And he says, "So what are you guys talking about on the road?" And of course, they manifest their complete lack of hope, that, they're just completely dejected. We were hoping that he was going to be the Messiah who was going to save the world, but I guess not. I mean, we're just shocked. But some women have told us that they saw him, but, whatever. And so Jesus, of course, then begins to reveal the scriptures to him on the way. He keeps talking to them, keeps engaging them, and of course they're getting hooked, the reel is pulling in, and finally, of course, they're really deeply interested in what he's saying and how he's revealing how all the Old Testament prophets are pointing to him, but they still haven't recognized him yet. And so they're now hooked on, the revelation itself. And he's really starting to get this hope going in them. And so he says, "Well, I got to go on further." And they go, no, why don't you just stay with us for the evening? We've got a dwelling here. And of course, Jesus then, once invited in, there's the necessity of the freedom. And of course, once, and for us too, to have that freedom, once invited in, Jesus reveals himself to them fully in the breaking of the bread, and then disappears. But that's how he works. And that's the fullness of his revelation comes when we let him in and let him in and let him in, when we become more and more hooked on not just the New Testament, not just on the church, but on worship, and of course on all the ways in which we can try to serve him through our various ministries. The more we kind of do, the more we open our hearts, the more, of course, he can come in. And of course, the more he hooks us when he comes in, and the more open we get, until ultimately he reveals himself fully to us. And of course, not only in his body and blood, the real presence of him in the Eucharist, but will fully reveal himself in the kingdom of heaven. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast brought to you by the Orange Catholic Foundation.